You a tragically hip fan?
Yeah, you have to be. I think that's part of the passport, right?
Why do you think that Gord Downie and the hip seem to connect, especially with hockey players, it seems, in this culture so much?
I don't know. I mean, they just seem so darn Canadian. I think, you know, like I was living in the States for most of it when they came. You didn't hear much about them, but, you know, my brother plays in a band, plays guitar in a band, and he was going wild over them. It's not his profession, but all my friends, guys my age back home, you know, that was the band that they connected with. And so you start listening to it and you get it. It just, there's far more eloquent people that understand music better than I do. They just sound Canadian, and it resonated with everybody.
You ever meet him or see him live?
Saw him here in Winnipeg on the final tour. That was it, but no, I've never met the man.
Was it emotional watching that, or do you have any emotions today?
Oh, it was, well, for anybody that was there, I thought it was incredible. And also, it was broadcast again, and that one maybe even more so because the cameras were up close and you felt even that you were there more. Everybody's got their song, you know, that they like to listen to, and a lot of them. Yeah, it's an incredibly sad day.
What's your song?
Fiddler's Green. I think it would be mine, yeah.
Any reason in particular? Resonates?
Just resonates, yeah.
The day after yesterday, how as a team do you kind of put that one behind you and move forward now to Minnesota?
Well, we dealt with it, took a look at it again, and then tried to really spend a lot of time in practice going over the piece that we felt was lacking of anything, and that was the pace of our game, the speed of our game. We need to play we need to play a quick game, and you got to get it into practice. So that was what today was all about. It was a shorter practice. I think it might have been written there a week or two ago that we had a real, real tough skate after that loss to Toronto. This one was tougher. It was shorter, but not in terms of, you know, stops and starts, that kind of punishment skate, and I didn't think there was one in the first one either, but they drove themselves really, really good pace here today and worked hard at it. And by the end of it, in a short amount of time, they were bent over. They had gone hard. So that's where we got to get our practice habits to so that our game can follow that.
The day after watching the game and kind of looking at it, do you feel for Mace even a little bit more where what could have been for him for his first win?
Oh, I felt for him right there on the bench. You know, he made in the Calgary game as well. Boy, he made some big saves. And then we just asked too much of him, and then he gets a tough break on the fourth goal, so he's left thinking about that. But I got lots of confidence in Steve Mason, I really do, just on the performance in those games. It hasn't been easy. He fights through, but I really like the way he comes back to the rink the next day. He's not dragging his lip. He gets into that practice and he goes after it and he works hard at it. So that's just good pro. And it's a good example for all the guys around. You have a night that you don't like, you need to come and get it out of you in that practice the next day.
You've spoken a lot about the two games in 11 days. I think with that in mind, are you likely to go with Connor on Friday just because
of... Okay. Yeah, but that was done, you know. I mean, I get a bit of a flow chart based on wins and losses and what I think. I had that scheduled last week.
Have you seen any trends in second periods, Paul? Small sample size this year, but it was also a concern last year.
Yeah, the things that we still don't love about our game, you can become a bigger problem in the second period with just the line changes on and off and how we seem to transition the puck. So they're changing, you're changing. You have more time to kind of regroup and counter the puck, and then there's more motion, and you're looking to start making more plays, and that's not what we need to do. We need to be quicker, just simpler. We have enough skill to execute in the end, but we're not driving with enough speed. And in the second period, we seem to slow down a bit.
How do you practice speed though? Because it seems like it's one of those things that, as a hockey player, you either have you have fast.
Right.
Guys.
So there's a difference, right? You don't have to be a fast skater to play quickly. You know, so mental is a big part of it, right? Make your read. So the practice today was simple. There weren't a whole lot of reads in it. Make your read as fast as you can and then go. So there's a lot of really good NHL players that aren't fast but play quick. You know, they get to it in a straightaway foot race. There wouldn't be a whole lot of guys catching some of our guys or any team. Everybody's got three or four guys that can really go. But there's some guys out there that don't have great feet that get to where they need to get to and they play quick. And it's a lot of it is just habit, you know, is getting out there and run your routes short. So it was a lot of sprint work in practice today with pucks. About, we're doing one thing here, do it as fast as you possibly can. Worry less about slowing down to let the play develop. We've been slowing down to let the play develop. It won't develop in this league, right? This is all about speed now. So just kind of changing your starting point, what you think you should do with the puck. We got to get this thing going north faster and get galloping.
You've looked at me cross before for using the effort word, but when does that play into it?
Well, I'm going to say with this, some nights there's mental effort, right? That you've got to fight to get out of the comfort zone of a game where you're curling up and you're finding quiet areas as your starting point. There's a real place for it, and all the great players do, right? They drive it down, and then they curl up, relieve the pressure, find the holes. It's a fantastic way to play, all skilled players. And I'm not taking that play that Nicky Ehlers made on the first goal. Scored two goals off that, two game winners. That's that same kind of concept, driving into that hole. So I'm not going to pull that away from him. But when the bigger ice is down the wall or it's in behind, we've got to take that first. So your question about effort, this isn't a casual group. There really isn't anybody casual in the NHL. But if you're looking for a different game, you look like you're not putting in the right kind of effort. And I don't think we were looking for the right kind of game last night.
You anticipate, I know you've still got a good day of practice tomorrow, do you anticipate maybe to add a little bit of a jump, you might see a Brandon when you play Friday night?
We're going to look at our lineup more tomorrow. We've got some of these guys that are getting closer now to coming back. I don't have the answer on whether they're going to be available or not. But all doors are open. You know, you have a tough night like that. You certainly want to have faith in your team. The same team won three in a row and everything was good. And then we play that. We're not going to send a bunch of guys to the minors off it. But we're going to look at it.
Yeah, so Matt would be close. We don't know about Lowry.
Yeah, I expect a big chunk of those guys to be available for Pitt. I just don't know if they're going to be ready for many.
Dustin Buffer's maintenance.
Yeah. Not from his. It's not from his injury last week. It's just he picked something up in the game last night.
Hendricks had a meeting with the doc last night. Was there any update on
him? He's close. I don't think I got him for many, but he'll get rid of that ugly sweater here pretty soon.
Your group has been pretty structured, even or ahead. How do you keep chipping away at the mentality when you get behind?
Right, and then you kind of revert back to. So there's a strength to having a team that wants to try to open the game up because they feel they have the skill level. Controlling that's the most important thing, doing the simple things. I didn't know that think that we were any better in the second period than we were in the first. I think Mace made a bunch of good saves.
A couple of guys in the room, more than a couple, had described their games in front of Mason as hanging him out to dry.
Yep.
Is there an explanation why they would have played that game in front of him for those three games?
No, there would be no correlation there. I don't think it matters who's in the net with this group. They haven't spent enough time in front of either of them, and I include Helly. It's not like we've had a guy for 3 or 4 years. There's no correlation to him being in the net to the way we've played, other than the fact that a couple of those losses might have been quite a bit worse.
Do players relax sometimes when a certain goaltender is and get away from the system in your eyes?
You know what? If you're talking about a guy that's just coming into the league that you're worried about not being able to do the job, you know, you see a team sometimes either tighten up in a good way or tighten up in a negative way. But we don't have that issue here with either of these guys.
Brian had said that, you know, when he's making those big saves like that, he felt like you guys started relying on him too much. Is there any truth to that?
Well, we were certainly behind in the game at that point, so we didn't do a whole lot to stem the bleeding.